All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You wrote a blog post recently that the recent revelations provide a teachable moment. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think what we've learned at Mozilla and the work in web and digital literacies is there's large chunks of things people don't know about the web, how it works, what happens to their data, privacy. So almost less about taking necessarily a stand on this issue, although we are, it really is like any kind of national or international moment, a time to start to reflect on what we do know and what we'd want to know more about. That things like this give openings to educators, to youth, to mentors who are going to be needing resources because people are going to want to talk about this. They're going to this can be relatively broad. It's privacy as it relates to this. It's government surveillance. It's censorship, but it's also being more proactive about your digital footprint. It's understanding what commercial data tracking is and what kind of websites you go and when you log in as a user in different places, what that means. So I think there's a pretty large conversation that really is at the core of digital literacy and really is going to be an essential literacy as the sort of digital age matures. So much like in, you know, you may have in the sort of 60s, you might have had teach-ins around the Vietnam War or about even just Southeast Asia as a culture. These kinds of moments where there's a conversation happening, really allow for broadening what people expect and need in terms of information and being able to respond quickly to that and fill those gaps and needs. One, it just helps a more informed public, and it also helps to advance our mission around digital and web literacy.
So when you say digital literacy, can you sort of define what that means to you? Is that adults? Is that children? Who is that?
I think broadly it's everybody. I think, you know, we sort of rely on adults to figure that out on their own generally, and we're trying to help in a self-serve way people level up their knowledge of digital literacies.
I guess finally I want to ask you, there are polls that say a lot, not most, but between 40 and 50% of Americans, a lot of them feel that, you know, if they need to get all this data in order to stop terrorism, then that's okay. What's the stop watching us? What's their rebuttal to that?
Well, I can only sort of respond as an individual to a degree, but I just think there's a lot of lessons about the abuse of power, and I don't think anyone is suggesting that, you know, quote unquote, good police work should be stopped. And in many ways, we've been wrestling with these same problems in whether it's terrorism or crime or all these sort of, you know, dangerous activities that people engage in, you know, whether it's Miranda rights or whether it's phone tapping. I mean, society and technology have been sort of kicking up this issue time and time again. And when society is working best, you know, there's oversight and there's distribution of power and, you know, there's a sort of sunlight effect on these things that are going on. And generally, when those systems have been in place and respected, it has not lessened, it has not lessened security or increased crime. And we also have to be, I think, vigilant about accepting that explanation at face value, because there's too much of that you can hide behind, well, you don't know, so you can't have an opinion. I think that's just a dangerous precedent for people that live in a democracy to accept, and this has obviously been a robust debate since 9/11. But I also think the other part that circles back to a teachable moment is also just knowing then about how your data is out there and what you're doing to sort of broadcast all kinds of things about yourself, and that if we take this as a moment to stop as individuals and citizens to think about that, and then that what that means in society, then that's a pretty big win right there out of some of this news.
Chris Lawrence of Mozilla Hive NYC, thank you.
Oh, thank you.